With a top performance at UIL band competition Thursday, the Wildcats varsity band claimed sweepstakes this school year. It was also a special day Thursday for the high school concert band. I talked with Fine Arts Director and Band Director Charles McCauley.
It was a great day. We think it was a historic day because we think what happened yesterday has never happened before. The non-varsity band with Mr. Proctor went at 10:30 in the morning, and they received the sweepstakes. And that is awesome. We don't know when it's happened before. He's been here 30 years, says it hadn't happened, so that's a long time. And then the symphonic band, the varsity band, went that afternoon at 4:35 and received the sweepstakes. So straight ones on stage, straight ones in sight reading, and it was just an awesome day.
Tell us how that was. It as good as you've seen them this year?
Yeah, I mean, yes, for sure. This for the symphonic band, we played a piece that was 9.5 minutes long, which is a long piece of music. And when we first passed it out, I mean, it was a long piece and everything, but I thought, well, we can do this. But then we had the snow days, and then we kind of got behind. And we were, last Tuesday, Tuesday week ago, we could not get through the piece. It's a very hard piece to put all the sections together. And we, it just took a while. And so I had a friend of mine, who James Kaufman, who owns McKay's here in town, his former band director, and he came and said, he came last Tuesday when we couldn't get through it. And we was there yesterday and said, my goodness, I don't know what y'all did for the last week. But it just took a long time for us to get it together. It just, when the kids were working hard and they were doing everything they're supposed to be doing, it just took a while. So it was by far the best. It was better than Tuesday night. It was the best concert that we've done on this, the best run-throughs. And then the sight reading, you know, the last 2 years we've not been successful in the sight reading room. We've been making straight ones on stage, not in the sight reading. And what happened was, this piece of music was difficult, but it was a piece of music. It was playable. It was something that kids could kind of get into a rhythm. It was an actual piece of music. In the last couple of years, we kind of felt like it was the music to kind of trick kids. And this was hard, but it made sense, I guess what I'm trying to say. It made sense as a piece of music. So it was really great when we were explaining it before we played it. There were a lot of accidentals, which means notes that are different than that are in the key, and there are a lot of those issues in there, but they all they just did great. I mean, when we started playing, they just played so great, and it was really, in fact, when we got finished, we always have parents who come into the sight reading room, and they applauded, and that's never happened before. So, and one of the judges went back and told the parents how great it was to see that parents come in the sight reading room, because no one else does that.
Yeah,
at least not to the amount of parents that we have. So it was just great. It was just an awesome day. I mean, it just was, and the kids just did so great. I'm just proud of them. We had a freshman clarinet player playing a solo, and a freshman flute player playing a solo, and then we had some other kids, of course, those older kids playing. Everybody played their solos well. Everybody played. Everything just went really well, and so just super, super excited and really proud of them.
KSST News.